Welcome to Red Carpet Healthcare Solutions, hosted by Dr. Ryan Mauley and Travis Buzzell. Join us on this journey as we educate the patient population, inform today's medical providers, and inspire tomorrow's medical leaders through education and in-depth discussion. We can all discover today's best healthcare solutions. Now, sit back and enjoy Red Carpet Healthcare Solutions, Private Practice Podcasters.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Red Carpet Healthcare Solutions, Private Practice Podcasters. I'm your host, Dr. Ryan Mauley, joined by my co-host,
Travis Buzzell.
And tonight we have a great guest. This one's kind of outside the box.
Yeah, it's great.
You know me, I'm always kind of entrepreneurial. I'm kind of that guy that as a kid, I was tearing things apart, my radio and remote control cars and building airplanes out of them and just always very creative thinking of things.
Tinkering.
Yeah, I just remember during my residency of thinking of like instruments and things that I could design maybe a little bit better. Fellowship, I actually took that first step and created my own surgical instrument, kind of that process from start to finish. And this guest tonight is kind of one guy that could help young surgeons, old surgeons to kind of like protect your ideas.
So, you know, before I introduce our guest, you know, one thing that kind of came to me, so one of our previous guests, Marty Nichols, had kind of connected us. So it's kind of cool, the community that we're creating with not only the viewership, but with the people who participate in the podcast and, you know, the guests that we have on. And, you know, I love that these guys are kind of, hey, you know, you should do this. And so this one in particular, I mean, I know that we've kind of been trying to get this on the books for a while, but, you know, this guy is a med device background. So speaks to me a lot, obviously. And so with a newly launched company here, relatively newly launched company, PitchSync, without further ado, Stephen Flutie.
Appreciate it, guys.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Steve.
So, I know we kind of had a chance to catch up a little bit, obviously, before we got here. But, you know, how Ryan and I kind of always start this is, you know, if you could give us the 30,000-foot view of Stephen, kind of who you are, where you're from, how you got here, and then we'll kind of delve into PitchSync a little bit.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm on it. So, like I said, Stephen Flutie, the founder and CEO of PitchSync. I'm from South Florida, grew up down here, and I've been in med sales since like 2012. Caught the injury bug in sports and just realized I wanted to be in the operating room somehow, but I knew I'd never get into med school. It just wasn't happening. So got a distributor role selling, you know, Me Too products, trying to work my way up, and then moved into a product development role with Stryker. Moved out to Denver, fell in love with this marketing role, product development, everything that went into it, and then somewhat missed the sales aspects a little bit, moved into a role with Smith & Nephew as the biologics area manager in Colorado, realized there's still a miss in this market that I kind of wanted to solve, and that leads us to now where we've launched PitchSync.
Awesome.
So I guess give us the layman's version of what PitchSync is, because when Marty first explained it to me, I'm thinking like, all right, you know, you pitch somebody an idea.
Shark Tank.
Right.
That's like what it, that there's for me, that's what like resonated with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. The name itself goes back to like when we're all, you know, Travis would say in med device sales, you're told day one to figure out your scrub sync pitch. And where do all innovative conversations really happen? And that's around the scrub sync. So that was kind of the name is pitch us at, you know, pitch at the scrub sync. What I could say is it's pretty much Upwork or Fiverr, but for med device development. So if you're a physician or a rep or anyone that wants to develop a product, you can come find every resource, necessary resource within minutes on our platform. Be connected to them, sign NDAs, and start the development process within days rather than months or years.
So, I mean, so one of the things that, you know, we've been talking about a little bit, like the whole, the concept of like PitchSync. So if I'm a physician and it's like, okay, I have this idea, right? So the concept of PitchSync is, you know, I've got a product, I've got a this, I've got a that, and I'm going to bring it to PitchSync because I need some guidance on, you know, how do I bring it to market? What's the first step? It's overwhelming. I have no idea how I even, you know, start this process. I come to PitchSync, and what does that look like?
Yeah, you know, PitchSync is more than just a platform that we're trying to help with innovation. There's a big community aspect to it. Like we talked about Marty Nichols and the community you're building, we're doing the same thing. And our community is really based around empowerment and being able to educate physicians, innovators, whoever, on what that roadmap actually looks like. Maybe when to use an IP attorney, when to actually go and do an FDA data search, when an engineer is needed. So we're building a pretty good resource page to be able to help guide physicians or innovators through that process.
Awesome. So are you finding, how are you connecting with these physicians, right? I mean, obviously, as you know, PitchSync has launched, right? So kind of like what, you know, Dr. Molly was saying is like, hey, you know, and you, and I think, you know, especially from your med device background, as do I, you know, when these opportunities come up, right? You find a high volume surgeon. It's like, hey, I'd love to get your input on this. Maybe you can help me with it, you know, with the goal in mind of like, okay, whatever that widget is, I'd like to get that business, right? So help me do this. And, you know, but it's not necessarily something that's, you know, uniformly designed by them specifically, right? Like how often or, you know, are you finding that, and I know this guy specifically, he does. I mean, that's all he wants to do is make stuff that doesn't exist and make everyone make it his own. But like, are you finding that is, I mean, obviously you've created PitchSync, so it's a need, right?
Yeah. So it's funny. When I started as a rep, I had several doctors that actually wanted to create products and I had nowhere to bring them. You know, the companies we worked with would slow know them to death, which was take 4 to 6 months, bring them out to dinner, tell them we're going to do it. And then all of a sudden they just don't do it. And then I got into my role at Stryker in the marketing position. Next thing I know, almost every rep that I'm working with globally has, hey, I have a doc that has an idea. Can you help with it? And we just couldn't do anything about it. So the problem was much bigger than I originally thought. And that's why we did this, because there was physicians all over the place. Now it's funny. We're growing through the power of LinkedIn. Just kind of watching what physicians are posting, who's saying, hey, I want to develop a product. And then even going just from the rep level as well, I'm trying to find distributors who are working with product lines that want to be able to develop something. So it's a bigger problem than I originally thought as a rep.
So how big is PitchSync right now? Like how many employees do you have?
Three. So we have three of us on board full time now. We've got an advisory panel. You know, the fun thing is we found ways to run extremely lean with our platform and our development and a lot of automation through it. It is, however, our network of consultants, we've got a couple hundred consultants globally over 7 different countries.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, the consultancy network is massive and it's an average of 18 years of experience. And there's a very highly qualified group of individuals on the platform, but the company itself is pretty small. And we want to stay that way. We want to be able to move stealthily and be able to innovate and redevelop anything that our consultants or clients need. And it's worked well for us so far.
So how long has PitchSync been live?
3 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. Cause I was checking the website out and obviously just doing my due diligence and, you know, piqued curiosity. And it's like this thing, that's when I said, you know, relatively launched. I mean, you guys are fresh.
How do you have that many consultants in 3 weeks?
So this is fun. We haven't even spent a dollar in marketing. It's been all word of mouth and all organic growth. What we really did was we went and found other platforms that were doing medical device consultancy or agencies. And we just found those people who were unhappy with what they were doing. And then essentially poached them from there. We wrote LinkedIn messages, got in contact with as many people as possible. I jumped on a call with every single person that's gone on a platform and told them, this is the mission. This is what we want to do. We want to do more than a platform. We want to build a community. We want to build a community that's empowering physicians, innovators. We want to build a community that's empowering our consultants. And we want to make sure that we're taking everything that's frustrating from the consultant side and addressing that on our platform. So it's fun because our community, a lot of our consultants came up with their pricing strategies as well as payment strategies. So it's truly a platform for the people, by the people of MedDevice.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's where my head goes. I mean, I have a lot of questions, but the one thing that kind of just like triggers for me, you know, so I was on the manufacturer side with a DME manufacturer in California for almost 10 years. So I understand like from inception development and then obviously PDAC approval, L codes, you know, HCPCS codes, things that kind of go now for that specific realm, right? And then if you go on to the device side, there's, you know, the FDA and, you know, class A, B, you know, all that sort of thing. So like, depending upon what we're talking about, and I say, hey, you know, I've got, I don't know, I want to make this new ice machine, this new cryotherapy ice machine that has a universal pad that, you know, will help with, you know, postoperative swelling and pain, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I come to you on the platform, okay? Then there is a cost to access the platform, and then each consultant that, because there's so many steps, like, I kind of have a decent understanding of, like, yeah. This isn't something that you just, like, it's a lot. Like, that's why I get the concept of PitchSync, because it's like, I'm going to put all of these steps into one pot for you so that you don't have to go and try, because you might have a consultant here that says, oh, I can get you from A to Z, but really they start at M, and it's like, now I'm stopped, I'm stuck. They don't really know where to go. So, you know, there are these resources. Do they give you individual pricing? Is there like some type of standard universal platform for, you know, the various stages of, some of these consultants might do the same thing and I pick one regionally, or like, how does that work?
Yeah. So I think the best thing that we could do to that is making sure that the consultants we have on our platform buy into the actual, you know, mission of empowerment. So if someone comes to our platform to want to develop a product and they think they're at stage M, but they're really at stage G, that consultant really, we're pushing very hard to make sure that they buy in to say, hey, no, you're not where you need to be yet. We're going to push you in the right direction to this person over here that says that can get you to where we need to be. And then again, when someone does post a project on our platform, there's a whole educational, essentially, campaign of emails that are sent to make sure you're checking off all the boxes, make sure you're doing an IP search before you even go and hire an engineer to go down that process. So the consultants are really the ones that are guiding everyone through the developmental side.
And then so, but getting back to the, and again, I mean, we can't speak like specifically because every project's going to be a little bit different. But so is there a cost to access the platform itself?
Yeah, there's not a cost to access the platform. What we do is we charge a transactional rate per project.
Okay.
But it's a much smaller rate than anything that's typically in the market now. But no, it's free to actually join our platform.
Interesting. And then each of the consultants that you network them with, is there some type of like PitchSync standard, or is it just like a community that they can access? Obviously, if you allow them in the network, right, to be able to work with the various groups that are on the platform, like, is there some type of like standard, or is it just depending upon that individual or that group and kind of like what they charge?
No, there's a standard. We're very selective of who's actually allowed on the platform or not.
Okay.
So they'll put together, they'll essentially submit their resume. We'll do a research on them. And then we have a one-on-one call with everybody. You may have the best resume, but maybe you're not the easiest person to work with. So we really try to do as much vetting through the process as possible. And then by doing so, we also want to make sure it's not a race to the bottom on pricing. So we want to make sure our consultants are secure and safe, that they're not going to have to be, you know, charging a lower rate than what they typically would be because there's someone that came on the platform not nearly as qualified.
So your consultants that you have now, how many did you say? Close to 200, right?
Yeah, we've got a couple hundred.
So what percentage of those are surgeons versus engineers versus industry?
Yeah. So we actually don't have any physicians on the consultancy side of the platform. We do have a 50-physician advisory consulting committee, which we call our PAC. And what that is must MSK-focused. So if you're a physician that wants to develop a product and you're at a very early stage, but you want to get feedback from a physician, you can come to our PAC and be able to have access to those physicians. The rest of the consultants are all engineers, regulatory professional, go-to-market strategists, even funding options. We even have a couple guys on board that can help you do orthopedic podcasts if you want. So the consultancy side is not physicians. It's more of the industry side.
Got it.
Interesting. So, you know, I guess the other thing too, now that we're just kind of going through this, I mean, yeah, there's one side of it where, you know, the physician who has an idea or something that he wants to improve upon or make better, right? But, you know, where my head kind of goes with this too, and I think you kind of spoke to it, and it sounds like something that you ran into, you know, throughout your career, is like these distributors that have these relationships with these physicians that, you know, they kind of have that conversation, and they might come to them and say, hey, you know, I have this idea for A, B, or C. And these, although there are some big distributors out there, they might not necessarily, that's not their forte, right? Taking a, you know, an idea, making it into something tangible, taking it to market, making sure that, you know, all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. So, I mean, and again, I mean, we're 3 weeks in, but do you have kind of like a projection or like a guesstimate of what your breakdown from like, you know, device industry, you know, distributor based people that are looking to, you know, look for a partner to help develop, you know, a product or like you said, like a Me Too option where they can, you know, private label it or, you know, do something, you know, in that, you know, from that, you know, side of it or versus like physicians that are coming that have an idea.
We look at the distributor model that we talked about more as almost a referral model. As a distributor, you want to be the best resource you could ever be for your physician.
Sure.
And I think that was fun about growing up in the distributor world is, hey, I don't have that answer. You give me a day, I'm going to make sure I found a company or found a rep or someone that's going to be able to help out with that. And that's what we kind of aim to be for those distributors. So it kind of goes in the same. So those physicians coming to us, we feel like we'll be referred over from the distributors. So those are kind of go one, you know, hand in hand there.
Oh, that makes sense. How many, so in that network and kind of on the industry side is like, I'm assuming most of the big manufacturers are probably not super interested in going down that path with you, right? I mean, so from the industry side of things like manufacturing and stuff like that, I mean, are those like people in the network or is it more the consultants that have that relationship that will direct you down that path?
So it's interesting. On the industry side, we really want to fix the slow no on both sides. I mean, I know as a marketing person, it was very frustrating to not be able to say, hey, I have a clear-cut answer where to go for you. Sorry, we're just going to tell you we can't do it and we'll revisit in a few months or a year from now. What we want to do on the industry side is partner with them and say, hey, we have a very vetted group of consultants and manufacturing partners. And we have complex engineering firms that you can send your physicians over to us and we'll help bring your product through to a certain point and bring it back to you guys for you guys to be able to, you know, purchase it from this physician, acquire from the physician to be able to get that product to market faster than they typically would do. So we really want to be able to solve that slow no problem on both sides for physicians that are frustrated, but at the same time for industry that says, hey, you know, we actually can offer an additional resource for our doctors to be able to develop what they want to do.
So, you know, the whole point of when Travis and I started this podcast was, hence the name Red Carpet Healthcare Solutions, but the sub name is Private Practice Podcaster. So I'm private practice. I'm staunchly independent. I'm very proud of that. And as we all know, there's a ton of, I guess, hurdles currently in the healthcare world and the realm of what's going on with declining reimbursements and insurance companies in terms of their coverage for patients, the networks are narrowing, premiums are going up, deductibles are going up. And then, like I mentioned earlier, what they're actually paying physicians is going down. So how do you see PitchSync as helping, say, a private practice physician to maintain autonomy? Is it encouraging them to go out and start developing things on their own? Or do you have any other branches of PitchSync that you think can kind of help weather the storm, so to speak, for private practice physicians?
Yeah, I think for private practice, it's fun because you have the option now to actually have your own in-house innovation center. And it's a big push for us in the last couple of weeks since we've launched, is being able to offer private practice offices an opportunity to say, hey, I don't actually have to go to the strategics to be able to become a little bit more entrepreneurial. I can keep this all in-house. So I think we offer the private practice physicians a good opportunity to be able to say, hey, I want to develop something. I want to have an additional revenue stream because exactly what you just said, reimbursements going down, payments going down. Now you have to find unique ways to try to find some more revenue for your practice. And with our platform, you can do so. You know, the really fun part about this is you keep all the equity. We don't take any of the equity at all. And that's what's really exciting for private practices is we have an opportunity as a private practice manager, physician, whomever, to bring more to our practice by keeping all the actual equity within the product.
Yeah, no, that's great.
So, you know, one of the things that we were kind of talking about, and obviously just like in the 3 week launch, like, is this just like years and years of, you know, relationship building and networking? I mean, how do you get a network that is, you know, so vetted at this point with a couple hundred people that are all kind of you know, believe in the mission, are, you know, driven to what you're doing, and, you know, willing to help all these people on the platform and come to this standardization agreement with you in terms of pricing and all that stuff. Like how do you get to that point?
I'm lucky to take the route that I've gone. The distributor model, and also we were distributed for Stryker at the time, opened up so many doors for me globally, be able to go and connect with different physicians, different reps around the country, and then moving into that marketing role. And that's probably why, if I could have one thing to say to any rep, if you want to take that next step in your career, move into those roles, because that role alone taught me more than I ever could have to be able to develop this network, to be able to this product. That was, I think, the biggest change in my career, where I was able to see medical device from behind the scenes, you know, behind the closed doors and the sure. manufacturing, and just how big this network truly was. So that was really that changing aspect in my life, where I saw I have this network now where I can actually go and try to do something with it. Scared the heck out of me to do so. Still does to this day.
Yeah. But it should, and that's a good thing, right? Because yeah. I think some of the best and rewards in life are those that we achieve through substantial risks that we've taken. Now, it's obviously been calculated. I mean, it's not like you started as a distributor or a rep a year ago, right? You kind of worked your way up. You were educated on it. You saw the vast opportunities out there, and your network continued to grow. And I guess, was there an aha moment for you when you said, I think I want to do this, as opposed to what I'm currently doing in kind of the big, big five, so to speak, with orthopedic companies?
Yeah. That's funny. The concept itself of wanting to do something more started probably in 2016. I was in a doc's OR, a hip arthroscopist. He was a good friend as well, and he had these custom instruments that I really wanted to help try to get him to the next level, get something going with the strategic. That fell short, and then I just kind of thought nothing about it. Fast forward to that strike, the marketing role, saw that was a bigger problem, and then I moved back into this biologics role, and I just kept hearing more and more frustrations from reps around the country of physicians that had small products, retractors, you know, nothing with a very big regulatory hurdle that they wanted to create, but they had nowhere to go. And I just, that burning like frustration didn't leave at all. And so I decided, you know what, this is the time to do it. I've built a network. I feel like I've got a good idea of what needs to get done. Now let's go put that to test. And so I went and started calling every doctor I've worked with, every engineer that I knew, everybody that I could find that in my network, and said, hey, what are your thoughts on this concept? And so we put a marketing website together just to see what would happen. It was wild. I mean, it's still to this day, the amount of people that call you after you've been on launch day, it was insane. We had 2,200 people come to us in just that week alone. So that was realistically, that almost like aha moment. You're like, this is real. It's even scarier now that real people want to actually get on the platform and do it.
So, yeah. So, I mean, obviously we're 3 weeks in. So, I mean, this thing is very, very new. Like, what's the usership? Like, did you have a backlog of people that I'm assuming in your network that knew this was coming, that had projects that they wanted to kind of start working on, waiting for the launch of Pitch Tank? And I mean, now that it's live, like, how are things going now?
Yeah. So our first couple of weeks, the mission for us was realistically moving all of the consultants we had on that wait list and moving on board and onboarding it, moving onto the platform and onboarding them. Okay. So that's really been the mission for the last couple of weeks, and it's gone pretty smooth. We've had, say, probably 95% of those move over. You know, we can look behind the analytics. A few of them just haven't answered their emails, haven't looked and clicked through. But that was really the big mission from there, and then going through and making sure that all of their profiles were set up. We really wanted to humanize that dehumanized process. When you're going to one of these platforms, you don't know who you're doing. So we've implemented stuff like introduction videos. You know, our payment system is a global, essentially escrow payment system. So we want to make sure that we were holding everybody's hands to that process. And we hit all of our metrics. And on top of that, there was no issues through that process. So we were really happy about that. Now, looking forward, it is making sure that the demand side, which is physicians wanting to develop products or private practices wanting to build innovation centers. And that's our focus now, is being able to go and help them bring those products to market now that we have all the pieces in place, and partnerships like Marty Nichols, so we could even give physicians, you know, financing opportunities to before they want to develop a product. You know, now that we have all those in place, the goal is to essentially go out and build more of the demand around it.
So through PitchTank, I mean, A to Z, so from inception to, okay, bring it to market. Now, I mean, is this just within the distributor network, or with like you specifically, like, is there a plan to like, because I have this great product, it definitely fulfills a need, right? I feel like, you know, most surgeons could probably allude to, you know, those little things that he talks about, right? Yeah. I can't tell you how many phone calls. Here's a picture of something that I've used 10 years ago. Can you find this? It's like, yeah, I can try. And then you can never find it. And it's like, well, can we just, discontinue. Can we just make one? And so like, I get that piece of it. So, and that's good for like that niche of, hey, I've got a few guys and even a pretty big size practice that, you know, okay, that's great for them because it fulfills a need. But in terms of like bringing something to market to say, hey, we want to, if this is a problem for me, this has to be a problem for colleagues and guys like me across the country that are in private practice that are doing similar cases, you know, that I'm doing. This has to be a pain point for them too, right? How do I get it to that point to where, hey, I'm going to sell this to, you know, as many private practice, you know, orthopedic, you know, total joint, you know, groups around the country? Do you help facilitate, you know, that side of it too, the sales component to it, to where you can roll it out to distributors and, you know, wholesaling and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I would say our ecosystem does. We've done a lot of partnerships where we know that we're not gonna excel because it's a little bit more too much manpower.
Sure.
We partnered with some of the right people in the industry that can actually do that and help bring that to the next level. We do have a ton of go-to-market strategists on our platform, as well as we do offer physicians an opportunity to do essentially a market analysis of what does this product look like? Is there a need? Can this be acquired by someone? So we'll actually help through that whole process as well.
Yeah.
But from the sales development side and the sales operation side, through partnership, we've been able to accomplish that as well.
Okay. Yeah, because that was my other question is like, do you have like a group that sits down and we sit down and give you an idea and you're like, yeah, that's a dumb idea. Or like, yeah. No one's asking for that. No one needs that. I mean, is that a part of like the discovery phase of like, we'll do whatever you want, it's your money, but that's a dumb idea and no one needs that.
Yeah, so that's really where our PAC comes in.
Okay.
And where those physicians where they can say early stage development, yeah, maybe don't do this or not. And then, you know, we're working with a couple of universities right now to be able to do, again, a market analysis when they're coming up with a product. Say, is there an actual need for this? Let's look at the CPT codes. Let's see what, you know, what's going on in the area, if there's a big issue with it or not. Or a lot of people will go look at the reports of are there frustrations with products similar to this. And so we'll try to do as much information, give them as much information as we can to say, yeah, maybe you shouldn't do this or not. We want to be that resource that helps physicians, and we don't want a physician to come to us and say, hey, we developed this product, but I can't do anything with it. We want to help guide them through that whole process.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So at what point did you leave Stryker? I mean, when was that?
Yeah, I left Stryker 2021, April. And then moved into a small biologics PRP company at that time, and then which is actually a provider to Stryker, and then just missed the bigger. Well, I thought I missed the bigger company, and then moved into that biologics role into 2022, and just left in Marchish, yeah, March or February, around there.
Of this year or 2022?
This year, sorry.
I'm sorry, you broke up there of this year?
Yeah, no, I left March of this year, yeah.
Okay. So,
I
mean, but you kind of knew PitchSync was coming for a while.
I knew PitchSync was coming for a while. We didn't really start any developmental process until like last December, and we wanted to start pushing this together slowly to see if there really was a need. Everyone says there was a need. Everyone said they wanted to use it. But now let's start to build out the wait list, and let's start to put a little bit more development behind it and see what the actual market thinks of it. And then that's when we really started pushing more and more on the wait list side. And that was that aha moment that you realized, well, people want it. You know, people are coming to us and saying, hey, I want to be involved somehow. And that's kind of what we really realized at that point. March was, we need to go full steam ahead on this.
So who are your other, do you have any partners in this?
So we have a few partners, sort of a few advisors that are on our team that are phenomenal. Ted Bird and wow, I'm going blank on his name right now. He's gonna hate me for that.
We'll edit it out.
Yeah, sorry, Jay, hey, cut this up.
Google
Alan Miller. Alan Miller and Ted Bird, and those are two advisors, and they're phenomenal. I mean, they've guided us through so many questions that I've had through the process, and then from a partnership standpoint, we partnered with Marty Nichols, Physicians First Bancorp, partnered with Chase to give physicians immediate lines of credit up to $500,000 to be able to develop products.
That's cool.
Priority Medical. We've got a pretty large ecosystem that we're building out. I think if we can do it with partnership, that we can all grow this together rather than trying to do it independently.
Yeah, well, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think there's a need. And I think we've talked about this. I had a unique experience, years ago. I met this guy. Are you familiar with Splice Manufacturing in Akron, Ohio?
I'm not, no.
Okay, so Integra Spine, does that ring a bell?
No, Integra, yeah.
Okay, so the guy who owned Integra, once he sold it, he has a manufacturing company. And so we had the opportunity in Akron to go meet him and talk to him about a couple of different things. And, you know, he was kind of giving us his background, and it was interesting because kind of what you're doing is a piece of kind of where that business started. And so, you know, he was in like a grad assistant sort of role. I think it might have been Akron. Yeah, it was definitely in Akron. And he was going to grad school, and there was like six groups across the country that would do like this testing for like FDA approval on, you know, whatever class 1, 2, 3, you know, whatever the device was. And, but they would do it for nothing, right? It was just a part of, you know, and this was, you know, years and years and years ago. These big med device companies would just come to one of the universities and do this testing and do the report, and then it would get submitted and get approved by the FDA, and then boom, there goes their product. So he turned it into a business. He's like, well, I just start charging people for this and fast track it. And then it moved into manufacturing and all that other stuff. But so that really resonates with me, like that process. It's not just as simple as, you know, I mean, the drawing, the CAD work, the tangible sample, like what is this, the physics behind, okay, that might work, but you know, is this going to really hold up the force if it's a, you know, whatever that is. So, I think it makes sense. And I think it provides, you know, physicians and distributors alike to have an option to take, you know, this idea to kind of a one-stop shop, if you will, where, I mean, nothing like that really exists right now unless you go, you know, to, like you said, to one of the big groups that you might work with now. And, you know, you could just kind of get that lip service, like, that sounds like a great idea. Let's talk about it. We'll bring in an R&D guy and a design guy, and then it never goes anywhere. I mean,
or it doesn't look like what the physician or original idea guy thought it should look like. Yeah. Right?
It just gives you more ownership of it too.
Steve, one question I have is, I know you're so, this is brand new, right? It's 3 weeks in, but do you, I'm a vision guy with all the companies that I've ever kind of started. And I always, when I start it, I kind of have a vision of where I think it will go. It doesn't always go there. Sometimes it goes bigger than I thought it would go. Do you have any big plans or ideas of maybe doing some of the stuff in-house, not just like consultants, but like physically manufacturing any of this stuff? Or is that not something that you even have an appetite for?
No, I think the platform is stage one. We've got some pretty, pretty big goals of what we want to do. And what we want to do is be able to have physicians come to the platform, start the process. Next thing you know, we're coming on board and helping them spin up that entire company, helping them launch, you know, what they really wanted to do. Imagine like a whole incubator, venture studio, funding, manufacturing, all within our ecosystem. That's really the goal here, is to be able to be that one-stop shop and unmet resource that's not there right now. We really want to be able to conquer that.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So, you know, I think the other thing too, you know, on my end, where my thinking goes is like, so do you guys have like, I know you said like this is 3 weeks old, no marketing, no nothing. Like what's the plan? Like, are you guys, you know, have a few projects currently going, and then like, what's the, Like, where do you see PitchSync in, you know, a year, you know, 5 years? Like, where do you see, like, that pro? I know we're only 3 weeks in, but, like, where do you see that going, and how do you think you guys will get there?
Yeah, so we've done no marketing. That's the fun part. We've pretty good traction so far without that. We have several jobs flowing right now. We actually, before our platform launched, we initiated a few just manually. Something that we love doing is just connecting. Similar like the story you said before is we're doing it for free. Why not charge somebody? So we ended up doing that before the platform launched. I think part of our go-to-market strategy is we want to go against the grain. We want to go and do something a little bit different. So yeah, we want to do the trade shows, but we don't want to go and spend the insane amount of money that actually costs to go and get a booth where we all just can't look back and say, yeah, that was actually beneficial or not. So we want to go about it in unique routes. If I look a year from now, I look at PitchSync as making some major moves in the market. People, and we're partnering with strategics, and we're doing everything we can to fix that slow node on the physician side and then on the industry side. 5 years from now, the whole ecosystem's built out. We've raised a fund. We're doing everything we can to essentially enable physicians to bring their goals from that napkin sketch all the way to market through acquisition, whatever that is. We really want to think pretty big over here, and we're pushing pretty fast to do so and executing on our plan with I think the right team in place.
So I always kind of like reverse engineer things in my brain. It's kind of weird the way it works sometimes. Do you ever envision, or have you come across, you know, like a group that might make these products, but that haven't like had complete, like, you know, a complete project where they're looking to potentially partner with a physician that might be in your network to say like, hey, we have something that's like 30% or 40% complete, or we have like an idea, but we want to get some feedback from a physician that might be interested in joining the project, you know, as opposed to a physician bringing something to the platform that he wants to create, where, you know, some of these manufacturers or device distributors that are hearing about, okay, there might be a need for this. We want to kind of take the first step and use the platform to potentially interact with physicians who are looking for opportunities to, you know, consult or be a part of, you know, a project like that.
Yeah, we definitely offer that. I think the biggest thing for a startup that wants to do that is they can run lean through our platform utilizing our systems rather than paying like 20-30% consulting fee to an agency to find something like that. So they can run very lean, get their products to market faster in a more cost-effective route. I would say our pack, though, is more physician to physician. And for those companies that want to be able to actually come and find some physicians, we've partnered as well with Physicians Direct and be able to utilize their services. And they've got a great network, and they're a great company to be able to go partner with, say, hey, we don't have it, but we're going to point you in the right direction where you can go.
Yeah, I love that philosophy of not always thinking that you have all the answers, but partnering with another company that maybe specializes and puts a little bit more time and energy into that, and, you know, not trying to be the jack of all trades, so to speak. Because that's sometimes where I think, even just as a surgeon, right? Like, if I didn't just do hip and knee replacements, and I was the guy that dabbled in shoulder surgery and hand surgery on Monday, shoulder surgery on Tuesdays, maybe did a couple knees on Wednesdays, you know, a couple ankle fractures over the weekend, I'm never going to be that great at any of those things. So kind of trying to figure out your niche there. But Stephen, one of the questions I have is for our viewers, you know, physicians, industry guys, reps, how do they get in touch with you if they want to, you know, either partner or learn more about PitchSync?
Yeah, so they can email me at stephen@pitchsync.com, go to our website. All those emails on there, all those forms go directly to my email. I want to be as open and honest and transparent to anybody coming to us and offer as much information as possible. So that would be the biggest one. Or LinkedIn's always great. If they can go grab my LinkedIn, which I'm not sure if we can put that in anything.
Yeah, here, yeah, right here.
Jay will put it all right here. He makes it look nice and pretty.
Perfect. Yeah, so those would be the best ones. My email, stephen@pitchsync, we can put that there. And then the LinkedIn, we're pretty responsive. It's fun. The amount of people that have reached out from just partnering wise, it's been fun. It's been a really exciting process just to see the traction we've been able to get in the partnerships we've been able to put together, mainly just off of LinkedIn alone. I didn't know Marty Nichols before we even started this process. Marty and I met via LinkedIn. So
same.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of suggested about two or three different guests thus far for us.
He's an amazing individual. I can't say enough great things about him. It's for the power of what that platform can do now and being able to start a company based off pretty much just LinkedIn. If you can do it properly, that's how we've done it realistically. It's pretty fun.
Pretty inexpensive too, right? Like you mentioned the marketing, you haven't spent a dollar on marketing.
Yeah, very inexpensive. So we love that.
No, it does. It creates a cool community. And I think, especially with, you know, our podcast and a number of other people's podcasts too. I mean, reaching out, you know, to you and myself and, you know, want us to be guests now and, you know, how we kind of have all kind of created this network of kind of same thing you've done, right? And how PitchSync is, you know, a thing by just creating that network and, you know, having those conversations and, you know, these conversations I think are very valuable. I know our viewership, you know, a lot of physicians are looking for, you know, options and opportunities to do stuff like this. And I mean, quite honestly, there isn't an option. And it's like, now there is. And so, you know, being so new and like you said, just having that kind of organic type of marketing, word of mouth sort of strategy. I mean, this platform and what, you know, Ryan and I do, this is why we do it, to create content, get the word out there about things that we're interested in and that we think that, you know, guys in private practice would benefit from and, you know, things that are, you know, just outside the box, right? I mean, that's kind of what we do.
Yeah. Well, I love you guys' podcast. It's phenomenal. Say being outside the box is what we've done this entire process. No one's really done what we've done and or really going about the marketing that we've done. It's been very unique and people look at us and like, well, you did what with Wiss? What? It's been
yeah.
fun. Love what you guys are doing.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, Stephen, again, want to thank you for taking the time out to come on the podcast with Travis and myself. I think it's a wonderful idea. I think that the industry, the world of you know, med device, orthopedics, musculoskeletal surgeons, all these people are going to benefit from PitchSync, and I just applaud you for having the courage to kind of like spread those wings and take that risk.
I appreciate it, guys. It's been fun. It's been scary, but at the same time, seeing the amount of people coming to us, it pushes us forward each day. So really appreciate you letting me get the word out.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much for your time. And obviously this aligns with exactly, you know, everything that we talk about and kind of our little community that we're creating and, you know, entrepreneurship and, you know, trying to maintain, you know, independence and, you know, taking advantage of your own ideas and that sort of stuff. And I think that PitchSync is going to be the perfect vehicle to help physicians and industry get to that place where they have the opportunity to do that, which is great.
Yeah. So again, for all of our viewers out there, we thank you for watching. We ask you to leave comments, leave suggestions.
Subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe. Click subscribe. Share with your friends. Share on LinkedIn, on your networks, and give us suggestions. As we were talking about, Marty Nichols has given us about three or four guest suggestions. Stephen has been one of them. And thank you, Marty. Appreciate you. You watch every episode. And by the way, I owe you a call back. I know that you tried to reach out to me yesterday. I haven't been able to get back to you yet. It's been kind of crazy a couple of days, but we'll be reaching out, but thank everybody out there for watching.
Thank you very much.
All right, everybody, have a great night. As a disclaimer, this podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice. No doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of this information and the materials linked to this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content on this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.
Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice from any medical condition they have, and they should seek the assistance of their healthcare professional from any such conditions.